You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer.
I went down to the beach and saw
my lawyer.
She was all like,
"You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number."
And then I'm like,
"We fully abide by the do not call list rule."
Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like,
"I have a girlfriend who is gay, right? Like every telemarketer."
And then I'm like,
"I would think that you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay."
So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like,
"You don't ever call a human being."
And then I'm like,
"I hope they play this tape in court someday, ma'am.
'Cause this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
And this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
And this is my United States of
telemarketing calls."
And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like,
"I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls."
I'm like,
"Okay."
Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like,
"If we find out your last name, there'll be charges brought. Do you understand?"
And then I'm like,
"That sounds like a threat to me."
And then up comes Zaffo. I'm like,
"You know, if I wasn't able to get to the phone, I'd just let it ring."
I was like,
"You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq."
And then I'm like,
"It doesn't bother me, ma'am.
'Cause this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
And this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
And this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
This is my United States of
telemarketing calls.
And this is my United States of
telemarketing calls.